Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Contact Lost. I'm pretty sure you didn't expect another one to be out so soon after the last one, but here we are. So hello Myson.
Hello there.
Today we will be talking about Team Poland and who got picked for the national team to represent our fantastic country at the WTC in Mechelen in August. But before we do that, a massive thank you to our Patreons and our sponsors at The Army Painter and Weyland Yutani. Make sure you check out their web pages in the video description below. Now then, where do we start? Myson, what do you think of the overall preparations this year? In terms of, I don't know, how many people wanted to participate, be involved with the team, and what happened in general?
Yeah, so first of all, I have to admit that we as a selectors, so just a context, team selectors, there were three team selectors directly involved in the team, in the selection process and preparation phase. So myself, Duda and Typhus, and two other guys who were helping us. So you, Joker, with the administration staff, and Pumba with also like rhetorical aspects. So we were like a team of the selection team this year. And we were, at least I was, a little bit surprised because we got a lot of candidates, like a double of what we have expected and double what we have had last year. So basically we had a closed Discord for all candidates, and our main focus was put on organizing international TTS scrims. There were so many participants that we basically managed to have like two or even three one time, different scrims run in parallel. So in the aspect of how popular Warhammer 40k got in a competitive Warhammer 40k got in our country, I'm happy. Because we had a lot of people all coming and a lot of people wanting to share their ideas and confront them on the table.
Right, and so were there any like basic criteria for candidates to make the team, or was it not measurable by numbers?
It's not strictly something you can measure, because there are a lot of aspects for team members. We had 80 or something like that candidates, and we have narrowed this in the middle of the selection process to 16 people. So already from a couple of months, only those strictly already selected people had the chance to get on the team. What were the criteria? So first of all, skill, it's always a thing to consider. Secondly, fair play and how the person behaves at the table, activity in the community, so how many tournaments they're attending, do they have international experience. And so we also had our preparation tournament, so Pyro Cup, we probably mentioned here on this podcast and many more, where this strict tournament was organized in order to check the final, pre-final check of our candidates, what they can do in the international scene. It's not something measurable, because it's hard to measure a hard metrics for something like fair play or how people like what they do they achieve, because for example you can't measure only based on scores because often this it will be like if someone is an expert in defender armies they will never get high scores, but they will provide stable 7 or 8 points every matchup, and that's okay and that's really good for the team. So we needed to take this into account. Like 40K is a really dynamic game, so meta game changed quite a lot during the process. So we also observed how people basically observe or adapt to the meta game. Myself personally, I was in the first like period of selection process, I was more focused on the international scene. I was not that focused on the like training inside the Polish community, so I focus on like gathering data basically from the world and trying to like they influence the people here to adapt to it. And right now, after the team selection, official team selection, we're just going to basically focus on preparation, on find this final road to WTC and final preparations for it.
Okay. And with the rise of popularity of team events, I would say, at least I feel like we're having more of these here, but also more people are traveling abroad to team events as well from Poland. So does that help find candidates that would fit into the 8-man team for WTC versus like singles events, or it's not that relevant?
Yeah, I think it helps because basically you can't compare like single results to team results. Like you can't like take any direct conclusions from individual like leaderboard from team events. Why is that? Because like teams got completely different perspective than singles. We had completely different like approach and list in singles and teams. And right now, the Polish community is entirely like focused on team events. They're much more popular than singles. Last single was like 40 people or something like that. I don't remember, but like 40 something. And then you have team events, so that's over team events that's over 100. So last weekend, Celestian team champs. So yeah, it's growing in popularity. The format right now is that as a TO myself, I would probably never go back to organizing singles or doubles. Because teams are so much more popular and so much more fun.
Yeah, it's almost a certainty that you'll get more attendees when doing a team event, at least here in Poland. Right. How about we introduce the coaching staff then at this point, and then we'll see if we can waste some time for the listeners before introducing the actual players with some other off top. So who do you want to start with?
Okay, so this year, first of all, this year's coaching staff, we extended our coaching personnel for additional person. In general, we are planning to bring our non-playing captain. And Pumba volunteered for this role, and he will be our non-playing captain who will be responsible mostly for pairings and team composition. It doesn't mean that he will be alone with that. We'll of course support with all our knowledge, but in the end he will be the one making decisions in case we have any conflict or disagreements. So Pumba will be the chairman here, and we do have our supporting staff. So first of all, according to my list, is Blaine, who is our media guy, also supports us sometimes in coaching for gathering some data around the tables, but he'll be there mostly for media stuff. You can see his work, basically, for example, videos or photos on Team Poland Facebook page or PyroCup, because he's also cooperating with me for media stuff on PyroCup. So yeah, this will be our media guy. Then we have three coaches with not yet strictly assigned roles. We'll assign those roles in the process, in the preparation phase. So we have Max, who was already there last season, and he did a really great job to gather the team, and basically he has a sense of humor, so it's always nice to talk and relieve the stress around. And mm-hmm. then we'll have Mariusz, who is a new guy in the community, and he has a lot of experience from different systems, and this guy is really, really good at gathering and analyzing the data. He already was our coach during the Pyro Cup, and then he played in Netherlands. He gathered some experience. I had the opportunity to play a game against him last tournament in Poland. So amazing guy. He's also a really good player, who was one of our candidates. But we believe strongly that as a coach, he will be one of the crucial points in our team. And then as the last one from the specified coaching team, we have Jouf. I know it's hard to pronounce it in English, I guess. a lot of Polish letters. Yeah, but yeah, Jouf is from my local community, and he's also a friend of mine, and we are talking a lot. We have been talking a lot about 40k since a half of a year. Jouf is a person who always supports the Poznan team. He also supported Team Poland last year, gathering the data online. And mm-hmm. bringing up the tables from basically from the results from the tournament, and then sending this, gathering this in a single Excel file and sending that to us, so we can have additional feedback that we basically don't have time to analyze. He did an amazing job. He also trains himself as a coach as part of Team V, Team V. Team V is our Polish, I guess the only official team. I don't know how to call it. Not related to, but the team which is not related to a city community. So, mm-hmm. He was also coaching our team during Silesia Team Champs, so we decided to have him on board as well for WTC. There will be one more coach, but I'll get back to this after we present the team.
Okay, fair enough. So to recap what you've just said, you've got Pumba, who needs no further introduction to the international community of 40k, I'm sure. So you said he volunteered. Were there any other volunteers for the non-playing captain role, or was it a no-brainer choice?
It's more or less no-brainer choice. We had the discussion, we had alternatives, but I strongly believe that this is the best choice for a non-playing captain. due to like various reasons, we didn't manage to get a non-playing captain officially last season and 2 years ago. This year we are really trying to get one. We were unlucky like 2 years ago. COVID happened and stuff like that.
Yeah, fate is not really a friend of the Polish non-playing captain.
That's why we're extending the list. Hopefully one season we'll get our non-playing cap.
One day. That's great. So, Blaine, as you said, you can see his work if you follow the Team Poland 40K Facebook page and go back in time to last year's WTC. There's lots of photos, there's videos, etc. He does really great stuff. Then we've had Max, who did throw a little bit of shade on last year's WTC studio stream that apparently got heard in some offices somewhere. At least there are rumors. But yeah,
I don't know what you're thinking about.
He's very much a positive guy. So definitely be a help. I also know Jules a great guy as well. So it's good that the coaching staff is expanding, and I think that it shows how crucial that coaching role is, right? I mean, last year I think USA had 8 coaches. Other countries had lots of coaches as well, and they're probably bringing more this year again, which just shows that it's not an 8-man teams event really. It's like becoming a 20-man teams event.
But it really helps. It really helps that the player can, if we have like coaches who do the like administration and logistics stuff around, we as a player, so we can focus on the game and the game itself, and we don't have to worry about anything else.
Yep, definitely. And it's very interesting to hear that you can even get involved remotely. Right, okay. So why pick the team now and not wait like 1 or 2 more months, for example, or any other period of time? I mean, I know a lot of nations are also doing this now at this stage. I mean, I've seen USA on their Facebook page. So any particular reason?
It's logistics. So basically it will be soon. There will be time to book flights, to book hotels and stuff like that. So that's the reason. Or people need to like arrange their days off at work. It's still, for now, unfortunately, 40K is not our main job. So that's the first point. The second point is that players need to actually prepare, not only like in terms of game, but also mentally for that. So that all requires time. And we need to like build also team spirit. So if we don't know who is on the team up to like a month before the event, then it's really like it's too short in time to actually do all of this. So I think that like early May, late April is like optimal way for announcing the team.
Okay, and so what is the plan for the team now? How will you prepare?
So basically we are right now we are stopping international scrims. We'll for sure have some internal scrims, but first of all, after data slate, we're going to basically focus on the new codexes and new stuff around. Basically, we'll be doing what we have been doing up to now, but with more intensity and basically playing more games. That's it. We are for sure going to do some like team meetings, regular like also talks and discussions about the meta game. We are also having early July. We are also having a Pyro Cup like last year. Mm-hmm. So we'll have top secret event with secret lists, but with some like friends from international teams to gather up and exchange some of the ideas. Mm-hmm. So that's also what we are going to have, and there will be also one international tournament in Netherlands, and we are gathering team for that. We'll see because how it evolves, but yeah. We are targeting for two international events for checking ideas and some internal mm-hmm. scripts.
Okay. Right. Let's move on to the team itself then, not waste any more time. So who would you like to mention first?
I got my list, so just go.
Fair enough.
Up the bottom, so let's go. First of all, we do have do the onboard, like name that we don't have to introduce to the international community. He is with us since forever, at least for me, in this community. Mm-hmm. And basically, probably everyone knows him from playing Elves, and he's a really good player, really good faction specialist. With also like adaptive minds to get any basically any army to a good state. So pretty much obvious pick for a team. Yep. Then we'll have Gitto on the team. So also a guy from my local community from Poznan. We are doing 40k together for a couple of years right now, and Gitto is really well known Necron player in the world. It's, probably not only in the 40k community, he's known for playing Necrons and talking about Necrons all the time
and without end forever.
Yeah, and that's you just can't stop him from doing that.
No. Even if you're a bystander on a train or whatever, yeah, you're still gonna hear about it.
Especially there. So, if anyone not involved in 40k is listening to this, if you hear someone calling destroyers, Necrons, reanimation protocols, command badges, that's probably Gitto on the train.
Yep, yeah. That's him.
That's it. Okay, so let's go. Then, of course, we are bringing Skark to like later, and shoot all enemies off the board. Skark is one of our best players. Historically, also he has been involved in all. WTCs and ETCs earlier, so yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend. I mean, Skark is an amazing example of dedication to keep playing at the highest level, and the fact that he's still like interested and dedicated to the team and playing competitively amazes me. After all these years, I don't think I could manage like the consistency, not even mentioning the skill, of course, but the consistency itself is just amazing.
Yes, exactly. That's it. He also has his own playstyle of gaming, and he's the best player in the world in playing Shooty Army. So,
yep. Easy pick. Here's one to him being the number one scorer yet again at the WTC.
I don't have any drink with myself. You should your have warned
mistake.
Me. Hopefully. Yeah, yeah. Come on. It's late.
Yep.
Okay. Right. So next we up. We do have another returning player. So Leshu. Leshu is also a known player, a known 40k Polish team member. He was with us last year, 2 years ago. He always delivers what we expect from him. He's a super stable player and amazing colleague who always like keeps being calm and so another easy pick.
Yep, he was also the sole Polish representative at the first Warhammer World Championships, where he's made sprouts. So well done to him, and good to have him on the team.
We have three more spots, so let's go for a new player on board. Mm-hmm. So Kruker, he was really near to get on the team last year. So he was our like reserve player as a coach, but this season he's doing a really amazing job. So he's probably one of the most active players. He plays Sisters for example nearly perfectly. He was in Netherlands. He was at Pyro Cup. He evolved as a player. We played a couple of games with him. I played a couple of games with him. And it was really a tough challenge. Maybe not so easy pick, but from the external perspective, but for us, it was like kind of obvious since a couple of weeks that we are going to pick him because he's doing just amazing job. So this will be his first WTC as a player, but not first in the team.
Yeah, and I think if I remember correctly, Kruker was the highest scoring Polish player at Pyra. Well done.
I don't remember, to be honest.
To him back then. And it's also nice to see that another year we've got a new face in the lineup. So there's, I guess, a little bit of motivation to everyone else to be involved, become better players, and maybe they can feature on the team in next year.
Exactly. So the next one is our another returning player for Team Poland 40k, and another like veteran and another myth and legend of our community. So we have Vladi on board, and so he's really well-known player especially from his list building skills. Is able to when I was at the beginning stage of my 40k career, I was also pretty much always stealing his lists and playing them because I really like them. He always plays like armies that are skill intensive, and he always like came up with non-standard ideas for how to basically play it on board. He also has a really good season this year. He's really active, and he's playing. He was at the Pyro Cup, at Alpine Cup, and also the one in Bratislava, I guess. So another easy pick for us. A really strong player. So that's it, I guess.
Yeah, Vladi is definitely a list innovator. He's always taking things that counter the meta, so he's really good at that. And he's always been a consistent winner in singles events in Poland. So definitely a strong player there.
Yeah. So we do have one more spot for the team, and I'll right now surprisingly introduce two people here and explain it in a minute. So basically, we have also on the main team both Typhus and Crazy, and they will be on a spot we called a flex spot in the team. We found out that we need some flexibility to change armies, because not all of the players will be able to like play with everything and prepare with a couple of armies. So basically Typhus and Crazy will split some of the army picks between them, and they will prepare them as a faction specialists. And after we decide what's better suits the team composition, the one of these two will be on the team, and the another one will go to the coaching team. So that's why I got called. There will be one more coach. So we haven't decided yet who will be there and who will be playing, who will be the coach. But right now, both of them are like aware of their role, and both of them like agreed to discuss about how it will be performed. So Typhus, I guess we don't have to introduce Typhus.
If there's anyone who doesn't need any introductions from the Polish community, it's probably him.
So I'll just keep it.
Crazy is the unlucky fella that got hit with COVID days before his WTC debut. So that was very unlucky for him. But he didn't get he recovered mentally and physically from that, so he did appear last year in the roster and had a good event, and now he's back in the team.
Crazy is a really consistent player. He's he can play like 40 or 50 games with a single army, and he doesn't mind if this army is basically a defender who gets only bad matchups. He will prepare and do his best to get some scores. So that's...
even if his matrix is red orange, he doesn't mind. He's gonna get the games in, and also someone who just tries his mind at every faction. So definitely a versatile guy to have on board.
His versatile adaptability here, and flexibility is really really needed. So that's why he's in this flex spot. And we'll decide later what will happen.
All right, and that's the team for you guys. So I think all of these are household names.
I didn't mention myself in the other team, I guess.
Yikes. Well, that was awkward then.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so, you're a very humble person.
Yeah.
Unless that was planned.
No, that's I just don't like talking about myself. They decided that I have to play this year, so I will play.
Okay. Well, if you have to, right?
If I have to. If you want to introduce me, just go on up.
Yeah, okay. So the last player on the roster is Myson, also of Team Ignite. TO and a very involved in the Polish community guy who's an absolute mastermind in playing very skilled intensive armies like GSC, like Elves, etc., etc., always delivering results, high scores, and just surprising everyone. At least there was a time when he was surprising everyone, because now it's just obvious that he's going to score high points in any event.
I still don't know.
You happy with that?
No, I don't know who are you talking about.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, okay. thank you very much for this introduction. Yeah, I'm just, for some reason I just forgot that I'm on the team. But yeah.
So, because you're probably looking at a list and you didn't type yourself out, because obviously I'm on the team. I'm gonna remember about myself, right?
Yeah, exactly. This. So what we have in total on the team, one more time: coaching staff, Pumba, Stone Playing Cup, Blaine, Media Guy, Max, Shuf, Marish, as coaching staff, and then as a team, Team Poland 40K for WTC 2024. It's Duda, Gito, Kruker, Lesiu, myself, Skark, Vladi, and one of two guys, Typhus or Crazy.
Yep, and whoever's not playing is going to be coaching as well, of the two guys.
So we'll have like 14 people on board in at WTC venue. And yeah, we are just going to defend the title.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you're going to do there. That's the whole idea. Perfect. So we've got that captured. I know if you got any last remarks, anything you want to mention?
I guess not.
Okay.
Well, it's good. It'll be really surprising that we are releasing two podcasts in a week in a single week. But
definitely. But that's what we do sometimes. Well, we have to make up for last time, so we're trying.
Yeah. Another one in 2 days about something.
Yeah, give us a topic, guys, so we could sit down and talk about something 40K related. All right, that's going to be it for today. A little bit shorter one, but we've discussed what we wanted to discuss, and here we are. We've introduced the team. Keep your fingers crossed for the guys in August, and make sure you follow the Team Poland Facebook page for updates on how they're doing. And also contact Lost for the studio stream, because, I'm also going to be there in a completely different role. But, that's how it's going to be. If you like what we do, please like, subscribe, hit the bell button, and whatnot. Consider becoming a Patreon, please, or a YouTube member. That's also a thing that is enabled, a way that you can support us in. And make sure to check out our wonderful sponsors at The Army Painter and Wayland Yutani. Thanks for listening today, guys, and until the next one. Bye-bye.
See you.